Today's daf in Masechet Kiddushin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Zayin, and we're in the middle of the sugya of all of those things that are Asur Bahana. The last thing that we learned so beautifully was the question of the Rabbi Akiva and the Shimon HaMsuni and the Drosha of Es, and now we move on after Shor HaNiskal to Egla Arufa. So how do we know that an Egla Arufa is Asur Bahana? Armi Devei Rabbi Yanai. Because the Torah uses the word kaper la'amcha Yisrael, and the word kaper is a direct comparison to karbonis that are coming for kapara, and the same way that we use kapara for that, we use kapara here, and therefore it means it's osur bana. Tzipore mitzora was the next thing, and remember, those are the two birds, one of which is shechted on the Eitzeres ve'ezov u'shnito la'at, and the other one which is alive, dipped in that dam, and then used for sprinkling, and then afterwards thrown out to the field on its own. Tutana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Well, consider that we have a concept of a machshir and a mechaper mibifnim, and we also have a machshir and a mechaper mibachut. So there's some karbonis that are coming to be machshir. Machshir means they allow the person to become tahor, to do something that was previously osur, and now it becomes mutter. So we have those kinds of karbonis. They're not coming for a kapora. Let's say an asham of a mitzora. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. It's not coming as a kapora. It's there in order to be makshir him, to be allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash and to eat karbonis and so on and so forth. That is a makshir. And then there are other karbonis that are coming as a kapora, not as a makshir. So both of those things have the same din, as we'll see. And we find also that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we also have things that are mechaper. Where do we have things that are mechaper? We just mentioned the Egla Arufa, Kapara Nemar Bakakachim, right? And then there are things that are done outside, which are the Tzipori Mitzora. Those are not mechaperim, those are machshirim, because once he brings the first stage of his Tahira, which is the Tzipori Mitzora, he's now allowed to come back into the city, even though he can't yet come into the Beis HaMikdash, but fine. So now that's the first stage, so it's a makshir. So we have both makshirin and mechaper. Now, just like the makshir and the mechaper are exactly the same, an asham mitzera, which is coming lahakshir, and other ashamais or other karbonais are exactly the same dinim, also bo makshir kemechaper, and there's no difference whatsoever in terms of the Yisurim and the Aveda, af makshir mechaper omur b'chutz, so to the mechaper, that is to say the Egla Arufa, which is outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the mechaper, and the makshir outside, which is the Tzipori Mitzora, they have exactly the same din, which would mean the same way that the Egla Rufa, which is the Mechaper Bachutz, is Osir Bahana'a, so too are the Machshirim Bachutz, which are the Tzipora Mitzora, are the same as the Egla Rufa, which we just learned is Osir. Itma. Well, what stage did the Tzipora Mitzora become Osir Bahana? A Matai Tzipora Mitzora Asurim. Rabbi Yochanan says, from the moment that you did the shechita of the one that was nishat, they become usr. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no. The moment that you set them aside as Tzipori Mitzora, they're automatically usr. And then the shechita of the nishat is actually changes the interrelationship between them and the one that is sent out, then becomes mutter. That's the point. So Reish Lakish Amar, that it's even Mishat Lakicha. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's only Mishat Shchita, because it is Shchita that actually makes it a Tzipori Mitzora. And that's, if that's the case, you started to do the Aveda that you need to do with it. I should say Aveda is more a mitzvah, get pachutz. That becomes the moment of the Yisur. As Reish Lakish says, well, why don't you listen to what we just said? Didn't we learn out the din of the Yisur from the Egla Arufa? Well, the Egla Arufa is Asur even before you do the Arifa. So therefore, the Tzipori Mitzori should be Asur even before you do the Shchita. Because me Egla Arufa Nafka, just like the Egla Arufa is Asur, while it's still alive, Av Tzipori Mitzora are Asurim, even when they're still alive. And how do we know that din, that the Egla Rufa, at what point does the Egla Rufa become usur? Omer Rabbi Yanai, Gvul Shamatiba, I actually was taught at what point it becomes usur, and I forgot, v'shachachti. V'naz bin Chavraya Lomar, the Chaverim in the Beis HaMedrash, came to say, Mitzad HaSvara, that Yiridata L'Nachal Eitan, Hi Osarata. So since the first thing that you do, as the Torah says, is to take it to the Nachal Eitan, so taking it to the Nachal Eitan is what is going to create the din of an Egla Arufa, even before the Arifa. And that's the point that it becomes Osir, which, by the way, is the source of a lot of discussion in the Achronim and the Rishonim. If that's the case, then that would mean that if there's an Egla Arufa that is in a Nachal Eitan, it was already in the Nachal Eitan at the time that you selected as an Egla Arufa, then it wouldn't be kosher because you didn't do the mitzvah of taking it down to Nachal Eitan. So you would have to take it out of the Nachal Eitan, then take it down to give it the din of the Egla Arufa, and then it would be kosher. That's what you see from here. Ah, you'll say, but if that's the case, Rish Lakish, then this is a raya against you. Because just like the Egla Arufa does not become asura, misha'at lekicha, it only becomes asura at the time that you do something for it, which is the beginning of its mitzvah. The same thing should be true about Tzipori Mitzora. And just buying them at Tzipori Mitzora is insufficient to make them asur. So why do you say that Tzipori Mitzora are asur from Misha'at Lekicha? Av Tzipori Mitzora nami Misha'at Lekicha lo mitzora. It's a raya against you. Ah, that's silly. That's because, that's exactly why I used the Lashon. I heard that there's a gvul. I heard that there's a point at which they could become, the Egla Arufa could become usur. But over here, there is nothing else that needs to be done. There's only take the tziporim and shecht. Okay, so then that's the end, is the shechita. Therefore, it must mean, if it's comparing it to Egla Arufa, that it's the taking, because there's no equivalent to that status of taking it to Nachal Eitan. So, halcha mi'it gvula achrina, it doesn't have any other point at which we could speak of it. And because of that, we have no choice but to say that we'll learn out from Egla Arufa that it's the first moment that you were miyachid them as Tzipori Mitzora.
Rebbe, that's an absolutely fascinating use of the term gvul, because the whole point of Egla Arufa is to determine the boundaries of gvulot. What a fascinating application, right, between the cities. Right, gvul is in it.
Yeah. Very nice. Rebbe Yochanan Reish Lakish. I have a brisa that says against you. It says, Kol Tzipor Ta'ora Tochelu, in the Parsha of Kashrus. So the Torah talks about any tzipor that is tahor you can eat. Well, obviously. I mean, why would I think you can't? What is it referring to when it says any at all? To include what additional thing? Ah, that's coming to tell me that the tzipor that was sent away on the field after it was dipped in the blood of the other one is mutter, and you're allowed to eat from that. And then when it says, and these are the birds that lo tochelu v'zeh asher lo tochlu mihem, so that idea of asher lo tochlu, that not stam lo tochlu v'zeh asher lo tochlu, comes to include the tzipor hashchuta of the mitzora, that is osir, even though it was shechted. Now, according to you, Reish Lakish, Isaac, that to be chayim asura, you're telling me that from the moment that I bought it, it's osir. So, well, I would think that now if I shecht it, it's mutter, that I need a pasuk. I already know that I compared it to Egla Arufa, and from there I learned that it's osir ba'ana'ah. So why would I think that suddenly it's mutter? Says the Gemara, well, of course I would have thought suddenly it's mutter. It's always that way. Let's say you have a behemoth, which is kodesh. So midi d'avi akotchim. As long as the animal is alive, it's osir in any kind of hana'ah. You come along and you do the shechita and all the things that you need to do with it, the zrikas adam and so on, and at that point it becomes mutter. So you think the same thing is true over here. When I finish doing everything that needs to be done with it, asher shechitu machshir lahu. Therefore, kamash malan, that it remains osir even after the shechita. Another kasha that Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish is from the Mishnah Negayim. It says shechatavim tzei trefa. You did the shechita, and then when you check the simonim, now this is what we think it means. It's going to turn out not to mean this. But what we think it means is, after shechita, you check the simonim to see that it was shechted properly. So you shechted it, and then you checked it, and you see that it wasn't a kosher shechita, and it's a trefa. Because of the shechita is what we think. So then you don't have to buy two other tziporim. You can just buy a matching one to this one, right? And that would now, you can go ahead and start over again. Yikar zug l'shniyah. But the first one is still mutar ba'ana'a because the shchita wasn't a good shchita, so you never asered it, says Rabbi Yochanan, which means that what would have asered it? The shchita. And if the shchita is no good, it's not asur. Now, according to you, my beloved friend, I mean, Isaac Adaitach Mechayim Asura, that it became asur the moment you bought it, why is the first one mutar ba'ana'a? There was nothing that took off its iser. Omar Le says, Rish Lakish, that's because you are prejudiced. And you said, Shechted et Venimtse's Trefa, you assumed means that when we checked the Simonim, we saw the Shechita was Trefa, but that's not the case. Shechted et Venimtse's Trefa means that now that we conducted a postmortem on this bird, it's very difficult to conduct a postmortem while the bird is alive, we discovered that there was a hole in its intestines. No? A hole in the cranial membrane, whatever. One of the trefas, that's what it means. So it means, kegon shenimtzes trefa bivnei me'ah. And therefore, when it was brought, it was not right to be a kosher because the Torah said, shtei tziporim chayot, they need to be completely chai without any pigam in them. And therefore, since there never was kedusha, lo chal alev kedusha klal, so in that case, obviously, we're all agreed. How did it become usher? Comes along the Torah to tell me that indeed it would be mutter. Okay, we did pretty good for ourselves as a beginning. And I promised you, I'm tempted, but I promised I'd be a good boy. So. Alrighty. So, Bezrat Hashem. So, we're going to meet then. okay, Moshe Forman asked us to meet a little later because of the tainus today, because of the matzav. So, if that's the case, we can meet at, since we already finished a lot of it, we can meet at 8:15 and finish on the Bezrat Hashem quickly. So then, Shmu would let people know that we'll meet Shmu here. Shmu, you around or as you, there you go. Okay. So if Shmu would let everybody know that we'll meet at 8:15 Bezrat Hashem to finish the remainder of Daf Nun Zayin and to be Zohar, therefore to have the time the next day to be able to start the Yerushalmi, those who are ready to devote that time. What?
Sorry. Should we do that tonight also the first staff of Yerushalmi or no?
I think it's
catch up or
I think it's too much. We'll find a catch up. It's not difficult to catch up. The short thing. Okay, Rabosai, it's been fun and it's been painful. So may the fun continue and may the pain rapidly wrap up, as it says in the Pusik. You know, this is the this is the closing of Daniel, where Daniel was given a vision of these difficult days. It says over there, the closing is that Be'etahi Yamod Michael Asar HaGadol. So the Malach tells Daniel that at that time, when this last Tzoras of Yisrael come about, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send the Sar that is always Melitz Yosher for Yisrael in the Beis Din Shel Malach, that is called Michael, and he is the one ha'omed al bnei amcha, that he is always melitz for Klal Yisrael. Vaita eit tzara asher lo haita ni'ata meyot goy ad ha'itahi. There was never a greater time of tzara in the entire history of Klal Yisrael. We haven't quite reached that stage yet, but certainly on the way. Uba eitahi, and at that moment, yimalet amcha, Kol ha'nimtza katuv ba'sefer. At that moment will come the hatzola of all of those written in the sefer, shekotav Hashem, li'yirei shemo, l'choshvei shemo, which should be zocheh to be in that sefer. Kol tov, everyone.